Revision. Module 6. Exercise F. Page 107. Recording 1.
When I was growing up, my parents both had full-time jobs, so they didn't have much time to prepare nutritious home-cooked meals. As a result, we mostly ate fast food or processed ready meals, which caused me to put on a lot of weight. I never really worried about my figure, though, until I had a full physical exam last year. I was shocked to hear my doctor tell me that I was at an increased risk of health problems such as diabetes and heart disease. That same day, I bought some books on healthy eating and signed up for a gym membership. And now, 6 months later, I already have to buy smaller clothes for my wardrobe.
Recording 2.
John, let's continue with our conversation from before the break. Did you always want to become a plastic surgeon?
Well, since I was a young child, I always wanted to become a doctor of some kind. So I studied hard in secondary school and gained a place in university to study medicine. Then, one day, a professor told me that I would make a great plastic surgeon because of my steady hand.
So you followed the professor's advice?
Well, not immediately. You see, I wanted to become a doctor to help people in need, not to perform cosmetic surgeries on vain people with too much money. But once I discovered that there was a need for plastic surgeons to help victims of accidents, I knew I had found my speciality.
Recording 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the London Fashion Show. Looking around me, this place is really a paradise for followers of fashion. There are hundreds of cosmetics stalls offering free samples of the latest perfumes and makeup, while the hall is packed with boutiques displaying the latest fashion trends. In fact, I'd guess that there are as many mannequins here as humans. The area that seems to be attracting most visitors, though, is the boutique of up-and-coming designer Tammy Jones. Her retro revival line is impressing everyone here, and for viewers at home, make sure you tune in at 2 p.m. when we'll have an exclusive live interview with Tammy.